Don't care where the past was, by Krishna's mercy.
Quote, the child cries to have the moon from the mother, and the mother gives the child a mirror to satisfy the crying and disturbing child with the reflection of the moon. Similarly, the crying child of the Lord is given over to the reflection, the material world, to lord it over as karmi and to give this up in frustration to become one with the Lord. Both these stages are dreaming illusions only. There is no necessity of tracing out the history of when the living entity desired this. But the fact is that as soon as he desired it, he was put under the control of Atma Maya by the direction of the Lord.
Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, 291 purport.
Aren't you the least bit curious as to previous births? This is based on the authorized information descending from Parampara. The Diskplic succession explains that there are many births. The proof is from Sri Krishna, as explained to Arjuna.
Sri Bhagwan Uvach. Bahuni me vyatitani. Janmani tav charjun. Tane aham ved sarvani. Natvam ved parantap.
Quote, the blessed Lord said, many, many births both you and I have passed. I can remember all of them, but you cannot, O subduer of the enemy.
Bhagavad Gita, 4.5.
The distinction is that Krishna can remember the previous instances of appearance, whereas Arjuna cannot. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and Arjuna represents the condition of the jiva, who is in the marginal position. They can either be in Maya or the association of God, which is the eternal occupation. Once you accept the truth of continuous existence, there is the question of just, exactly where the jiva originated. Is it from the shelter of the divine, in the realm known as Vaikuntha? Or is it from the Brahman effulgence? The latter is something like a stateless existence. It would make more sense to come from Brahman, as there would not have been the insult to God in turning away from him. Don't you want to know? There is a debate over this topic. The origin of the jiva. Should we not concern ourselves with history? Should we not have a definitive answer? Why avoid the topic? I have heard that no one falls from Vaikuntha. What is the proper explanation?
His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada explains that there is no need to trace out the history of when the living entity wanted to lord over material nature instead of remaining in the shelter of Bhagavan. This means that the where is not significant. The when has the same value. The fact that we are here now proves that both the where and the when took place. More important is to where I am going next. For the surrendered soul, it is out. Out of where? The material world. No more in the cycle of birth and death. No more suffering through the dualities of attraction and aversion.
Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam. Tejate ante kalevram. Tantam eveti konte. Sada tadbhav bhavitaha.
Quote, whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail.
Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 8.6.
There is also the teaching that the spiritual master is a liberated soul. In the story of Narada Muni, we hear that he was previously not in the position of Brahmana. He accepted remnants from people described as Vedanta Vadas. That contact eventually transformed him into the traveling glorifier of Narayana. This does not mean that Narada was previously an illusion. He was always the same dedicated soul. The previous birth is merely a part of his journey within the manifest world. He is forever within the shelter of the one who is flawless, Achyuta. The Diskplic succession continues. This means that there is the potential for a person to become a spiritual master, through proper association, understanding, and practice. Does this mean that such a spiritual master is originally from the Brahma Jyoti, that they have never had the association of Krishna? It is seen that living beings follow a kind of inherent nature from the time of birth. The child of the cow knows how to find milk. The human infant latches onto the mother. There is a certain expectation in terms of ability and potential for intelligence, moving forward.
Sarvasya chaha hridi sannivishtu. Mattah smritir gyanam apohnam cha. वेदेश्च सर्वैर अहम् एव वेद्यो वेदांत कृद वेदविद एव चाहम्
Quoth, I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas am I to be known, indeed I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas.
Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 15.15.
That potential is pre-programmed. There is intelligence at the foundation. If a living being happens to find the eternal occupation of Bhagavata Dharma, it means that the desire to serve the Supreme Lord was always there. It can never be taken away. That is the meaning to Dharma.
Bigri janam anek ki sudhre abhi aju. Hohi Ram ko naam japu tulsi taji kusmaju.
Quote, the many past births you spoiled can be rectified right now, today, if you start chanting Sri Rama's holy name and renounce bad association. Says Tulsi.
Dohavli, 22.
The proper focus is on moving forward. Goswami Tulsidas explains that the past mistakes can be corrected. In an instant, immediately, today, mistakes from this life and previous ones. No need to be overly concerned with the time, place, or quantity. Whether the faults equal the size of a mountain or a molehill, the path forward liberates equally. In closing, equally to liberate. Varied pasts to demonstrate. One of sins too many. Other free of blemishes any. Whether first from light or other place. Krishna's shelter now to erase. That condition with Maya's stance. For transcendence the chance.